Buffalo Bills Combine coverage is presented by Napa Auto Parts. Visit your local Napa Auto Parts store for Napa know-how and all your car care needs.
Chris Brown here on BuffaloBills.com at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. And joining us now is Bills head coach Doug Marrone. Coach, you know, here for your second Combine as Bills head coach. And, you know, you look at this, and I know when we talked to you last recently, you said the focus was on getting the players better on your current roster with your coaching staff. Now you have to kind of shift the focus when you're here. How difficult a task is that?
Well, it's really not that difficult. I mean, we've all done it as coaches. So for us, we're just part of the process. So, you know, we're here. This is really the first time. You know, we've done a lot of prep work coming to Indy, meaning that we've watched some film, maybe have called and did some research on the players. And then, you know, now we'll have an opportunity to interview them. So now we'll actually be face-to-face communicating with the players, which I think is the most that we get as coaches out of it. And then we go ahead and watch them run around out here on the field. So, again, it's exciting. You know, you get excited as a coach because there's a, you know, heck of a lot of good football players here.
You look on the personnel side of the organization. Doug Whaley is here with Jim Monas and Kelvin Fisher running the show now. You know, three young guys that are kind of in charge of the personnel side of things. How are you kind of interacting with them? It's not like they're brand new. They've been on board, but they're kind of calling the shots on the personnel side. Just maybe talk about the transition process as you enter this part of the pre-draft. Part of the offseason.
Sure, it's been outstanding. I mean, it's not like this is the first time that, you know, we've all sat down and spoken to each other. You know, we've been speaking to each other during the whole season, all of us. And, you know, they have a great insight to know exactly, you know, what our team needs. I have all the confidence in the world and all three of them, and I'm really excited to work with them. So, you know, this is our first time, you know, together doing it. Everything's been great. You know, really looking forward to it and helping our team. I know at the end of the day, we'll have a better football team when the draft is over.
I know the interview process is an important part of this week when you guys are here trying to get a feel for who the player is as much as the caliber of the player. It seems, though, at this day and age, a lot of the answers get scripted. They get prepped by their agents to give the proper answers. What do you guys do as a team to counter that, to maybe get to the core of who the player is?
Well, you know, for us, we more try to gear it towards football. So we'll go in and we'll do a lot of prep work. The prep work for us is going back, cutting out tapes of them playing, and then, you know, putting those tapes on and having them explain things to us. So, you know, that takes out all the prep work and everything they have to do. They can't go back to a whole season and remember everything. But, you know, we do it that way, and we concentrate on the football thing and let the scouts that do the background, you know, we let them handle that.
This is also the time of year where teams usually talk to the agents for, you know, their own free agent players. Is there a part of the process where you're involved at all, or do you kind of let Doug and the personnel guys handle that stuff in terms of conversation?
I don't talk to agents. I really don't. I you know, I have the coaches and the players, and that's what I handle. And, you know, Doug and his staff, Russ and Jim Overdorf, you know, they're the ones that pretty much handle the agents.
You've got almost 100 underclassmen entering the draft pool this year. Some of your colleagues in the league have called it the deepest draft maybe they've ever seen. How does it impact, you know, the evaluation process for you and your coaching staff? I know Doug Whaley has you guys write some reports. You know, do you feel that it gives more value to the draft choices that you do have because the pool's so deep, you have a greater chance of getting better players in round two, round three, round four?
I don't know. I go a couple of different ways. You know, I've always been, you know, in favor of making sure that, you know, you're mature enough to come into this league and everything that you have to do. Not to say that these players haven't done well. I don't mean that at all. I think for us, when we get involved with them, obviously we know they're coming out, so it's a lot easier for us. I think for the scouts, it's a little bit more difficult. You know, you go around to a school and you think someone's going to stay in, and all of a sudden he decides to come out. But I think, you know, what's going on now, people are starting to say, hey, you need to look at this guy. He may come out. So I think, you know, everyone's getting a little bit of a jump, you know, on the juniors, whereas before you weren't able to get a jump. So you really had from, you know, when they declared until draft day to try to get all this information on them that, you know, you spent, you know, 6 to 8 months collecting on the other players.
And then finally, what do you feel would represent a successful combine for you and your coaching staff? I think we know what the personnel guys want to get accomplished here, but for you and your coaches, what represents a successful combine for you guys?
Well, for us is, again, you know, being very detailed in what we do, making sure that we get great information to give to you know, to Doug Whaley and the scouts, at least from our perspective of what we see. I think when you do that, that's all you can do and what's asked of you. I think, you know, there's some other things that go on. You know, we try to find out, you know, some things, you know, with other teams, whether it be scheduling or weightlifting or what they do. So we do a lot of research on what is going on around the league because you have everybody here.
All right, Coach. As always, thanks for the time. Good luck crossing the T's, dotting the I's this week.
Great. Thank you, Chris.
All right. That's Bills head coach Doug Marrone here at the NFL Combine on BuffaloBills.com.